We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We need a minute here. I try every day to remind people that we've experienced the ultimate thrill.
Yeah.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. And
yeah.
I got a chance to experience it again when I read a story in PhillyVoice.com about the legendary voice of the team getting his ring a week or so ago. And he's on the line with us right now, the great Merrill Reese. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
I'm great. Merrill, is the ring on right now?
No.
All right. Well, Merrill Reese, where is your championship ring right now?
Locked up very safely.
All right. But it's what does it say on it? Merrill? Does it say on the side Merrill?
It says Reese.
Reese. All right. So it is an official. This is the one all the players got, right?
Yes.
What's it like?
It's a big, beautiful ring that I will wear for special occasions. It's not something that you would wear every day. It's magnificent. It's got a lot of diamonds. It's a lot of bling. It's glitzy. It really is. But it's something that celebrates a magnificent achievement. But it's not an everyday apparel item.
All right, hold on. Will you wear it at the opening game of the new season?
Absolutely.
If they win that game, won't you have to wear it to every other one because it's good luck?
Oh, don't start me on that because I do things like that.
I know. You're kind of superstitious, right? But, Merrill, what better to wear it than at an Eagles game so you can keep reminding yourself of what a great run we just had?
You know what, Angelo? Yeah. As wonderful as that ring is,
yeah.
I don't need to wear it to remind me of that run last year. Mm-hmm. That is something that is etched in my memory and everybody's memory forever. That will never, ever dissipate the memories of what a great, great year that was.
Do you believe it happened?
Yeah, I do now.
You do? How long did it take, Merrill? How long did it take?
Probably weeks. I mean, I would actually wake up and say, boy, was this the greatest dream ever? When it really hit was flying home from Minneapolis, and we got on the planes, and on everybody's seat was our name, and under our name it said Super Bowl champion. And then every place you go, people still bring it up. But every place I go now, people say, where's the ring? I mean, I'm not wearing the ring on the golf course. I just can't do that.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that it's heavier than a club.
Hey, Merrill, have you yet listened to the entire broadcast that you and Mike did of the Super Bowl?
I've listened. Yes. You know why? Because WIP played it that following Sunday. They played the broadcast in its entirety, and when I was in the car, I would, you know, listen to parts of it, or Cindy would be listening to it at home. So I heard lots of it, and I've heard a lot of highlights when you watch the videos. But I've never sat down and actually listened to the game itself from beginning to end. I never do that.
Are you critical of your own performance when
Extremely.
You listen? You are. So yes. You would hear things, even in a Super Bowl victory where you and Mike were phenomenal. You would hear things you wish you had said differently.
No, not with a game like that.
Okay.
With a game like that, I just what I heard, I heard, enjoyed, and forgot about. What I do is, believe it or not, I will take this summer, sometime during training camp, I will listen to portions of maybe three or four games, and I'm talking about an hour portion, and sit there with a yellow legal pad saying, like this, didn't like this, overused this word. And I'll really critically pull it apart. But after a game like that, you just enjoy it. I think you can overanalyze things to the point where you just sap away all the fun and all the enjoyment. There are times when you just have to say, boy, what a great game. What a great moment. And don't overanalyze and don't beat yourself up.
I'm blown away by that, Mel. You're telling me after 40 years of doing Eagles games, you're still analyzing what you did to try to improve the things you feel weren't perfect.
A coach once said, and it probably was Dick Vermeil back in the early days, that you get better or you get worse. And you always strive to be better than you were before. I mean, I see things now on the field that I didn't see before. While I was always concentrating on who had the ball and where the pass was going, I am now able to see certain blocking schemes, certain coverages that I didn't pick up. My scope of what I see is greater every year.
It's awesome. You know what, Nero? I still, every once in a while, have to kind of take a moment and go, my God, it happened. It really happened. I can't believe it happened. But I'm going to be honest with you, and I didn't know how I'd feel after it. I think I want another one even more than the first one. Like, I'm hungrier now because I know what that feels like, and I don't want it to go away. Are you feeling that same way?
Well, I'd certainly love to see them win multiple Super Bowls, and certainly back-to-back Super Bowls would be just incredible. But I'm really not focusing on that right now.
No.
I'm focusing on... it's actually about 1 month. It's July 25th when all the veterans report and they have their opening night in the auditorium. And Doug Peterson gives me an opportunity to speak to the team. But I have that in my mind. But generally, I've enjoyed this thing so much that the next season, you have to take it as it comes. You know, people are thinking about winning the Super Bowl. The entire thing changes. You know what came to me during the ring ceremony, and I emceed part of the ring ceremony, they brought up each player, and Jeffrey Lurie gave them a ring, and I saw LeGarrette Blount, who was such a big part of this team, come up and receive his ring, and Brent Celek, and Trey Burton, and Bo Allen, and Torrey Smith. This team has got to acquire its own chemistry. Frank Reich is no longer the offensive coordinator. John DeFilippo has moved on to Minnesota. He was the quarterback coach. There are a lot of pieces that change every year, and this is with all Super Bowl teams, and probably all teams. A good portion of the roster changes from year to year. So it has to be built up all over again. That's what's so remarkable about the Patriots' success for the last 12 or 14 years, the fact that with all the things that change, they've managed to have that kind of success. And I think the Eagles have. I think they're a great organization, terrific personnel department, great coaching, but right now they have to reacquire that winning chemistry, and there are a lot of things that could happen along the way.
See, Mel, this is where you and I are different, all right? Like, you just mentioned the Patriots, and you did it in kind of a positive way. But I'm thinking that what happened in that Super Bowl was the beginning of the end of the era you just described, and that makes it sweeter for me. Do you feel that sense of accomplishment that Belichick and Brady and all them will put out the pasture when the Eagles won that game?
Come on, Merrill. I wouldn't exactly put them out the pasture, but I will say this, that this Eagles team is a very good team. They're going to be a very competitive team. They're going to be in the mix for the foreseeable future because they have a core of great players. They have an amazingly talented franchise quarterback. I think Doug Peterson is an outstanding head coach, and I think they're solid in all departments. So I think they're going to give us a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and they're going to be in there, and that's all you can ask.
All right, I just got to say, you're doing something with Glenn Mack now, a charity event. What's going on that thing? That's July 19th, Merrill. What's going on with that?
It is, and it's at the American Liberty Museum, and it may be sold out for all I know, and it's called An Evening with Me. I don't want to call it An Evening with MR, but it is. And
it's Glenn, An Evening with
Glenn,
you,
and
of course.
It's Ray Dittinger, and it's a bunch of people who have been close to me reliving my career and some of the great moments.
Oh, no, this is amazing. Dittinger's there, Al. Mike Quick. Bernie Perron. Wow. Dave Spadaro. Well, it kind of goes downhill after that. But you know what I'm saying. And it's $65. And Merrill, will you have the ring on that night?
If you tell me to wear the ring I'll do it. That night, I will wear the ring.
Merrill, has your wife tried it on yet?
Yes. Right. She tried it on. My daughter tried it on. Yeah. Ida tried it on.
Yeah.
And all you see is the end of her thumbnail.
Are you trying to tell us it's big, Merrill?
It's huge. It is enormous.
Wow.
I mean, the other one, the NFC Championship from 2004, is pretty big. I mean, that's a ring where you notice it. This one dwarfs it.
Well, I got to tell you, Merrill, I loved the story I read about you. I love that you still, after all these years, have this great enthusiasm and exuberance for what's going on with that team. And I just wanted to keep going because it's the best thing that ever happened in this town.
Well, I don't know about the best thing that ever happened, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me and my family. And we love every moment of it and certainly plan to do it for years to come.
Some sensational. Mel Reese, as always, thank you, my good friend.
Thank you, Angelo, and have a wonderful day.
The great Maurice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.